toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Rashi says the toldos are Yaakov and Esav. Pa'amurim b'parsha. So it's the story talk about Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav is the inyan of contrasting and comparing Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov focuses on the ikar. Esav focuses on the tofel. What's the pshat the tofel? First of all, Esav is more focused on the chitzoinius. His chitzoinius is totally sholein and osui. He asks, heich ma'asnes ha-melech va'teven, which is l'choyre expressing a bazunder of frumkeit, but it's not really the nekud of the frumkeit. Yitzchok's inyan was maisris, so when you want to impress someone about, you know, you ask him on his inyan, Yitzchok was machadish maisris. So Esau was asking him, what's the ma'asr nes ha-teven, but teven and melech is the tuffel. You're not ma'asr the tuffel. You're ma'asr the zachalein. Esau was focused on the tuffel. In the inyan of Gashmias, Yaakov is quoted as saying, yeshli koil. We know the obvious of ba-koil, mi-koil, koil. Yaakov says, yeshli koil, samech b'chelkoi. Esau says, yeshli roiv. Punk the faket. Yeshli roiv. Aval yeshli roiv, v'roitz ha-masayim. On the other hand, that's the Gabi Gashmias, but Pumfakar in Ruchnias, Yaakov is a lotion of okay, the heel. A person we spoke about other weeks, a person always has to feel that he's first at the beginning of the process of his avoid the Ruchnias. Esav, on the other hand, is margish that already he's finished. Esav is gematria shalom. He thinks he's already totally finished. Yaakov is focused on the osid of tcheles, the tachlis, and Esav sees the red. We know in the spectrum of colors, the lowest, it starts from red and it goes all the way to blue. There's even infrared and ultra blue, or violet, whatever you call it. But the spectrum is the beginning. Esav sees ha'odim ha'odim ezeh. He's focused on the right now of the inyan. It's so obvious that Esav is only focused on the chitzonius because, you know, we're going to see later in the parasha, Yaakov wears the begotten and chitzonius that can make believes he's Esav. And bottom line, his lashon is anoichi Esav b'cherecha, which is a blatant lie. What's the pshat? The emes is, you know why he's able to say that? Because he's dressed up like Esav. Yeah, but if Esav be'etzem b'pnimius b'mahus is Esav, then just because he's dressed up as such, it still doesn't allow him to lie and say I'm Esav. Abavibald, Esav is the only chitzonius. So Yaakov rightfully can say he dressed up the part. And that delivers. He can say Anoichi Esav, because that's all Esav is. Esav is only that chitzonius. Now there's another nekudah also we're going to see in the parasha. We have the sugya of the brachas and of the bechayra. The vayla, we're just opening up the sugya, the rashi prakim. We're going to go through behemshich. You know, by the mechira, it says vayivez Esav es habechayra. Now Yaakov sells him the bechayra for an ezid adoshim. It's not the right price. Be'etzim, the bechayra is worth a lot more. Esav can come with a taina that it was faked out. He didn't deserve to have to pay for it. But the pshat is, the price of something is what you relate to it and how you treat it. If Esav felt and said that the Bechayra is worth it to sell just for an Ezid Adoshin, then he wasn't sheafed out. That was the price. If you're in the middle of First Seder and all of a sudden, as I is, you know, you're very thirsty. All of a sudden, you know, mamash, ich bin darshti. And you go out, it's four flights, you have to wait for the elevator or go down the stairs, and you go, and it's a 6 minutes the ordeal, and you get a can of Coke. Moirik, Mechaya, Geschmack, you know, middle of Seder, Mazunder, Geschmack. But then that's what your Seder is worth. But if you're not willing to farmach the Gemara, even for a much bigger thing, something's offered to you, this, that, is, and no, so then all of a sudden, all the more, that's the value of the Dabar Ruchni that you're miyachas to. The value, Rav Chaim Shalom has a whole shmooze on this. Hak on Vayivas Esav Esabachayra. There's no I know, because that was the price to Esav. A person sets the price of what his ruchnis is worth. We'll still see a Chassidish Maisa, famous Maisa with the Apta Rebbe. The story goes, we'll make it b'ktzara because it's Taka Gansa, Chassidish Maisa, but a Chassid came that he told him that he doesn't have money, he has to make three chasnas, and the Rebbe said, take one ruble, here he gave him a ruble, the first deal that you offered, make mach business with it, and from there will come the Yeshua. He goes out and he's trefsik with a bunch of lady gays that were sitting around Ergitzvu, Yoshve Kronis. And one of them, he said, I have a ruble, I want to buy something. He says, the guy said, as a joke, if I'm out, I'll sell you my Olam Haba. He said, okay, the Rebbe said, the first thing to buy, he bought the guy's Olam Haba. The guy goes home, he tells his wife, some loser, he gave me a ruble, Sam Bechinov, I sold him my Olam Haba. His wife turned I'm not staying married to someone who doesn't have Olam Haba. Go get it back. He goes back. And Rick, he finds it. The Rebbe forced the guy to buy it back for, I don't know the amount, but it was for 3 chasnas with a little extra. So but then the wife went to the Rebbe and said, Herzl, what's my husband's Olam Haba really worth? He said, when he sold it for a ruble, I feel a ruble wasn't worth. When he was willing to buy it back for the big schum, then it was worth even that much more. Why? Because the davar ruchni is nimdad with the price of what that thing is worth. That's the yisoy, another nekuda we see that between Yantar and Esav. Another nekuda, Esav comes and he says, ki oyef anoichi. There's one pshat, what does it mean, ki oyef anoichi? I'm oyef. You know, people have selective fatigue, I call it. I mean, it depends what you're tired for. Sometimes a person is ganz vermattet, but all of a sudden something exciting, epis passiert, and suddenly he gets frische koiches. Esav is ki oyef anoichi. When it comes to anoichi Hashem alaykecha, all of a sudden for that, he's suddenly vermattet. When he's being offered epis, it's a different inyan, all of a sudden then, tchiyas amesim, naya koiches. I heard once we say, in the Al-Khayt, we say, Al-Khayt shechatana lefanecha ba'oynes uveratzen. What does it mean, Al-Khayt shechatana lefanecha? Baratzen, I understand, ba'oynes. You were an oynes, oynes rachmana patri. No, Al-Khayt shechatana lefanecha ba'oynes. That you said, I was an oynes. Yeah, Redzachain, everyone Redzachain, he was an oynes. The chayt is that you keep on saying, I'm tired, I have an oynes on this. No, that's not the way it should be done. Now, to restart again, nochamol the sugya. Eil Tolus Yitzchak ben Avram. So Rashi says it's Yaakov Esav, but then if there's ois, the pasuk says Avram hoyled as Yitzchak. So Rashi says because the Leitzoni Hadar, they were saying Me Avimelech Nesabra Sora, Me Avimelech Nesabra Sora. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a moifus that it was Sor cluster pun of like Yitzchak. So I saw interesting. There's a Ha'ara. First of all, there's a Chazal that if Isha, even if she's Mizana, if she thinks about by law, the child would look like her husband. What you think about is what the child looks like. You have it later by the kvasim, by yantiv also. So what's the raya that Yitzchak looked like Avraham? That Avraham is the father and not Avimelech. Maybe Avimelech is the father, but it looks like Avraham because she thought about Avraham. So there too, there's another kasha. Sarah and Loit are siblings. Sarah and Loit are both the children of Haran. And Loit looks like Avraham. And Roiv bonim doimim la'achi ha'eim. So maybe the child looks like Avraham because he's similar Pasha to his uncle Loit. So on both of these kashas, I heard a pshat. When Yitzchak was born, he didn't look like Avraham. And the Leitzanim was saying, it's not Avraham, Avimelech Nesabra Sarah. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes. The nes was that no, that he looks, it changed. That was already a moifus that vises that it's Takam and Avraham and not me Avimelech. Now it's interesting, the Leitzanim, apart from those 9 Latoirah, Leitzanim don't say blatant sheker. They say sort of, they warp things, they change it a little bit, they make it, over here, L'chayr, to say, Avimelech Nesabra Sara is a total lie, ridiculous, stuyot, it's not sheker, it's not Litzonis. Says the Aznayim L'Torah, no, it was Litzonis, why? Because we know, the Gemara says, that Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech to have a refuah, and kol ha-mispalel ba'ad chaveroi hu nena t'chila, and that's why Vashem Pakad Asara happened after Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech. So you can honestly say, Bizchus Avimelech Nesabra Sara. That's true. In the long run, Bizchus Avimelech, because Avram davened for Avimelech, so in the schus of that, and the Litzonis made a Litzonis, they took out the word Bizchus. They said, Avimelech Nesabra Sara. That's Litzonis, to take out a Knech. The memory was Bizchus, Begrorad Avimelech Nesabra Sara. The Litzonis took that out. See, but it starts with Todas Yitzchak ben Avram, but we're dealing here already, it's 20 years later. Yitzchak was ben Arboim, and for 20 years they don't have children. Vayetar Yitzchak lenoichach ishtoi. The Sfarim bring down lenoichach. Noichach is Rosh Hatevis nishmas kol chai. And there are makoiris that Yitzchak and Rivka were actually the machabrim of this tefillah of nishmas. There's different makoiris, different shitas about it, but there's a shita that the machaber, the author of the tefillah nishmas kol chai, is Yitzchak and Rivka. That's why, especially in the Sfarim, when it's aligned, b'fi yeshorim tizbarach b'fi divrei tzadikim. Chassidim Kedoshim, it's a Rosh HaTevis, and the Siddur, and certainly the Machzorim, it's a Rosh HaTevis. Yeshorim Tzadikim, Chassidim Kedoshim is Yitzchak. in the Rosh Tevis, and the middle letter of Tisbarach, Tisroim, Tiskadish, Tishalal is Rivka. Yitzhak and Rivka are the Machabram of Linoichach, Nishmas Kol Chai. And Taka, it's 20 years later, but Vataha Rivka Ishtoi, Vayisroi Tzu Habonim Bekirba, Vatelech Lidrish as Hashem. She went to Shiv of Shem Ben-Aver. I saw an interesting shot. Rivka, B'miluah, if you spell out Rivka, Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, you spell out Reish as Reish, Yud, Shin, Kuf, Beis, Beis, Yud, Tav, Kuf, Kuf, Vav, Hei, Hei. Well, actually, Hei can be spelled a few different ways, but we'll go with Hei, Hei. Hei can either be Hei, 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 Aleph, Hei, Yud. We'll go with Hei, Hei. Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei, B'miluah, is 1,118. What's 1,118? A lot of things, but amongst them, Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Achad, 1,118. Various other grois in yonim atak in this shame. Now, Vatelech Lidrus says Hashem, Rivka Taka saw that, wow, that means something is really supposed to be happening from her. She has such a shlemus. But the shaila is, this is already a pilpul. It wasn't klar. Vatelech Lidrus says Hashem, Rashi says, she went to check Matehei B'soifa. Why? Because what's the last letter of Rivka? Hey, but we said it's not Pasha. Is Hey Staka spelled Hey Hey? If it's spelled Hey Yud or Hey Aleph, then it's not going to deliver this perfect gematria. You'll need a few koilim to make it stem. So Vatelech Lidrus says Hashem, Matehei B'soifa. She went to check that, no, B'soifa, that it's Taka Hey Hey, and that Rivka Mamish, so the punkt is 1,118. There are many other things, just one other basic one is from the Gra. Boroshis, Voracious is Boroshis, that the world was created with the first six letters of the alphabet. B'miluyoy, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. You spell out Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. 1,118. Which way do you have to spell Hey for that? All three. And Vav also. Vav is spelled three different ways. Vav, 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 Yud, Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. All three of them. If you put all three afanim of Hey and all three afanim of Vav and you spell it Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Boroshis is also the same as Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Achad, and the same as Rivka, B'miluyoy. Now Rivka is confused because on one hand, right, Yisroel, so one of them wants to go out and by the base of the Zara, and one of them and wants to go out, and she doesn't know it's twins, right? When they tell her that it's twins, she's already baruach zich. In the beginning, she thought it's one meshuganer. It's a paseach al shtei seifin, or the Kloisenberger Rebbe used to say a litvak, oichet tyre and oichet psander zachen. But she told him no, shnei goyim. His nusach was zwei goyim besser vid ein litvak. The pshat is that it's going to be taka two, and now it's not stam a coincidence that it's two. We know that this is the tsur of Klal Yisrael and the world the whole time. Yaakov and Esav. It's v'rav yavoid so'ir, and we know it's always one is above, one is below. Kishazel oyle zeh yoyer, the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara in many places. The Netziv writes Amarid Gzach and Hemek Dover in Diktuk. Rav yavoid so'ir. So'ir is missing a letter. There's a Diktuk hinge that it could say. It could either say rav yavoid lit so'ir, or Rav Yavoid Bitsoir. The older one will work for the younger one, or he'll be Mavid, the younger one. He'll be in charge of him. Will he be his Eved, or he will make Yen his Eved? So that's why the Torah left it blank. It's the Rav Yavoid Soir. Sometimes it will be Rav Yavoid Bitsoir. Sometimes it will be Litsoir. He brings the Gemara Megillah. And Yoyim Alecha Adam Charvu Shnehem, right? Yerushalayim V'Kisri Altamin. Yoshvu Shnehem Altamin. Ze Yoshev, Ze Chorev, Ze Chorev, Ze Yoshev Tamin. Well, the Oy Milam Yemach, the same thing. Rav Yavoy, Soir. Soir can either be Bit Soir or Lit Soir. Now, B'cholifin, before Rivka got the Tshuva, she says, Loma Ze Anoichi. There's a Pshat. Loma Ze Anoichi. The Ovis and the Mois understand that there's a process over here. Be'etzim, there was Zuhama from the Chetei Tzadas, and it's still in Terach, and even by Avram, there's a split. Avram has a Yitzchok, but on the other hand, there's a Yishmael. Yishmael be'etzim is the midah of chesed of Avram gone wrong. It's the psoilus of chesed. And Avram has both. He has a Yitzchok and he has a Yishmael. Yeah, but his Yishmael is not from Sarah. His Yishmael is from Hagar, from someone else. Rivka sees and is being told that by you it's still not finished. It's not yet Yaakov mitosoi shleima, where everything is b'shleimus. With, by the way, Pashtus, that was the machloikis Yosef and the brothers, that they were choishin him, that he still is feeling that only he is supposed to be the hemshech and not them. That's what they were worried. That was the rift of the vikuach beinu achim. But going back one door before, Rivka says, I understand that there's still an Eikav, Yaakov and Esav. Aval lo mazeh anoichi. Why did it have to come from twins? It should have been that I have the Yaakov, and from a different wife should come the Esav. Lo mazeh anoichi. Why does it have to come from me? And the answer is no. Shnei goyim bevitnech. that, and this is the way it works in the Golos, there was Rebbe ve'Antoninus. Antoninus represents, even from Esav, there are some Nitzoytzis that come out. And there are Gerim that come out from it. And there are things that, it says, Vayehev ki tzayid befiv. Tzayid befiv, this Sfarim explained. Because even in Esav, there's going to be tzayid. There are some things that we're going to capture and attack and take. Even something from the Umayyads, something, there is something that even from the Umayyads we take, that it's going to also become part of it. But again, this is when she still didn't understand, and she thinks that this person is being Poseach al Shtei Sifim. So the Goyin says, it says, Vatelech Lidrash Es Hashem, he says, Es L'Rabbis. We know that Shimon HaMsuni was always marred with all the S in Sheva Torah. He was always marred with the S, Aleph Tov S, he's marred. But when it came to Es Hashem Alekech HaTira, Pirish, how could he be marred with L'Rabbis, another? So Achabar Rabbi Kiva, L'Rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim, whatever that means. But she went Vatelech Lidrash Es Hashem. She sees that this Uber is also wants to go out by the other, but not just by the base of what they can see us, but also by the under Rizachin. So she went Lidrash Es. Is there something Es L'Rabbis? That's what she was asking. Is there something else going on also? Vatelech Lidrash Es. She went to Darshan the Es. Is there an Es L'Rabbis? And they said no. Like we explained, Shnei Goyim the Vitnech, that it's a separation. And talk about the later, it's va'achriken yotza ochev v'yodoy oichezes va'akev esav. And this is ultimate, until the Geula Shlema, it's like that. That there's a Yaakov and there's an Esav, and he's always fighting with us, and there's always up and down. More than that, this is fascinating, it's later on in the sugya by the brachas. Why did it have to be that we have to steal the brachas? There's a moiridike drushas haran. He says, all through the doiris, the Esav soine l'Yaakov. There's a reason, we don't understand always, but there's a system that it runs with Esav soine l'Yaakov. The shayrish of that is, yeah, right? That they're choshe, that we're running the show and stole from them and we took everything. From the beginning, the b'chayre and the brachas, it went through with a zat surah that it looks to them as if we took it. And that's why they're upset. There's a mahalak, but that's how the surah goes. But it's interesting, I saw there's a medrash, Kardash Yosef brings. It says, v'achra ken yotza ochet v'yodei echezes v'akeid esof. She brings an interesting story about one of the gedolim, I forgot. And he says, someone asked him, who's going to be Typhus the Malchus? At the end, Lossid, who's going to finally eventually be the Gemar of the... When the Olam comes with Tikkun, we're getting closer to the... What's going to be? So he wrote on a paper, V'achri kein yotza ochiv, v'yodei echezes v'akev. And he didn't write Esav. Pashtus, he wanted a hint that it's going to be Esav, but he didn't. He wrote, V'achri kein yotza ochiv, v'yodei echezes v'akev. And he didn't know what he was trying to allude to. So there was a Chacham, he said, no, the Rosh HaTevis of V'achri kein yotza ochiv, the Yodhi Echezes Ba'akev is the Rosh HaTevis Moshiach Ben David. Without Esav. Ba'achri Kein Yotza Ochav, Yodhi Echezes Ba'akev, that Rosh HaTevis is Rosh HaTevis Moshiach Ben David, or Malchus Beish David. Vayigdalu Hana'orim, Asugyo. In the beginning, right, it said, Mimei Ayich Yiporeidu. But the truth is it wasn't. Right away at the beginning, they looked the same. But eventually, Zehalach, Zeholach le, what's the lashon when they finally split apart? Zeholach l'avoy de zara v'zeholach le tumoy. Someone told me it said tomo. I don't think so. It's zeholach le tumoy. Yaakov ish tom. Now it says vayigdu l'ala orim. Rashi says kol zman shehayu ketanim loy hayu nikarim b'maseim. Now we know Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was supposed to live 180, similar to Yitzchok, who Taka lived 180, and Yaakov, who lived 147, was also still supposed to live 180 and lost 33. That's a separate cheshbon later on in the parashas. But the shleimus of the tzura of the Ovis was Betzim 180. Yitzchok is Taka 180, and Avram, why was he nifter 5 years early? Shaloyira Esav Yotzei L'Tar B'Sro. Because at the age of 15 is when Esav went to Tar B'Sro, and the Mefarshim ask, it's a stira. Here it says, when they were Shloish Esrei already, he went to Tar B'Sro. There's a Moiridik Avard I heard from Rav Michal Zilber, Moiridik. He says, Avad, the Esav went to Tar B'Sro at 13, but the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Eser, Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Eser LeMishnah, Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemara, Shmon Esrei LeChupa, Bechule. Says, Esav went to Tar B'Sro at 13. But at 13 he was able to fake it. Eich Ma'asrin Es HaMelach, Eich Ma'asrin Es HaTeven. 15 is Gemara. when the Zayde Avram came for Haran on the Blad Gemara, there's no fake right. Adam evased the Blad Gemara, Adam evased Mr. Blad Gemara. If Avram would have lived until 180, which means Yitzchak would, Esav would have been 20 years old, forget about it. That's cool. He sees Esav Yosel at Harvest Rabbah. From 13 to 15, it's still far Gemara. Das Kemachin a fake right. On 15, Adam McKen the Blad Gemara, Adam McKenish the Blad Gemara. Now, the Medrash brings it, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this is as a halacha. But first we'll speak at the Medrash. Rav Levi Omar, Moshel Hadas V'Atzboinus, a beautiful reyach of Hadas and an Atzboinus, some kind of of Kaitzin, that they were Gedil and Zelazeh. But when it came to be Pirid Drachim, and therefore the Medrash Rezois, Tzorach Adam Litapel B'Bnoi Ab Yud Gimel, Mikan Ve'Elech Tzorach Loimar Baruch Sheptarani Me'on Sheshalzeh. That's a Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Eirach Chaim, Simon Reish Chafes, Tef Beis, Yesh Oymer, the Misha Nasa, Benoi Bar Mitzvah, Yevorech, Baruch HaShem, Alekein HaMelech HaYolam. The Goyin says it's with Shem HaMalchus. Most people are knowing without Shem HaMalchus. To say, Baruch Sheptarani, Mi'on Sheshal Zeh. There's a Machloikis in the Meforshim, in the Magen Avraham, and the Levush, and the other Nice Kalim in Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Sheptarani, Mi'on Sheshal Zeh is saying that the father is now not anymore Mechuyiv and going to be Nenash for what his son does. Or Fakert, that the son is not going to be nenesh anymore for things that the father does. And it looks like it's a machloikis which one it means over here. It's also nechlekwa poisim, the prima godim and others handle. Does it apply also by a mother, only a father? Does it apply by a girl, only by a boy? And there are different shittas in the poisim. Now, we're holding still in the sugya of the mechiras habechoira. And this is taka, that day, when Esav became 15. And it's the day of the petira of Avram Avinu. And Yaakov says, Esav comes back, Ayef, Michra Kayoimes Bechairos Chali, sell me the Bechair. Now there's a famous kasha that the Rivosh in Tshuva asks, which is brought down in the Ktsois, in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, the Ktsois brings this Rivosh that asks the kasha, how could Yaakov Avinu sell the Bechair? It's a Davar Shaloi Bola Oilam. And as such, Eino the Makna Davar Shaloi Bola Oilam. Earlier in the shiur, we talked about that it's oina, that it's not worth just an azir adoshim. So for that we said, the pshat is, that if Esa feels that's the price tag for him, that's the kaveh of a price for azach, the double ruch, your kaveh and the price. But now asking something else, how could Yaakov sell by the b'chayra, it's dover shaloi b'la'ilam? The Rivosh himself answers, and the Ksois brings it, is that kaveh the matan Torah, there's no kasaran of dover shaloi b'la'ilam, and there was kaveh the matan Torah. The Ksois himself, and the Ksois actually brings this Rivosh in three places, but look at me, the sugi here, where he brings it, the nekuda is, very interesting, that Esav was mistalik from the Bechaira, and Memele Yaakov was Zoicha. And the Ksois, that's the topic there of the Ksois in Reish Ayin Ches, is Mechadish, that even though Eina the Makne Dover Shalom Eloilam, but you're allowed to be mistalik. I say you need less Gemiras Das, just to do Siluk. And the Darug of Gemiras Das that you can do for Siluk, you're allowed to do on a Dover Shalom Eloilam. There's another pshat in the Maram Shif, in his Siyam, on Baba Kama, he brings that when a person makes a Shavua, that gives more toikif to an Inyan, and you can mak the Dover Shalai Baloilam, and that's why he made him swear as well, it was a Shavua. Now, it's brought down that the Emes, this story happened, Avram Avinu, the sitting Shiv, it was Erev Pesach. And that's really what happened. Yaakov Avinu sees Esav coming, he says, I need something to eat. Yaakov says, Tainus Bechoirin. Tainus Bechoirin, Kens Nishtesen. You know, last week we spoke that Basul was fasting for the Nesuin of his daughter, but somehow he ate the poison anyways, faked it out. But over here also, Yaakov tells Esav, Tainus Bechayim. So Esav says, I've been Mevater, I'm a Salik, I don't need this Tainus. He nehailich Lomos, Lomos Eli Bechayim. He was Mevater on the Tainus Bechayim. So Yaakov goes and buys it. Now there's another thing, it's fascinating, it's in the Prima Godim. It says in the Gemara in Baba Basra that Yaakov Avinu, that this story is happening in Erev Pesach. It says in the Gemara Baba Basra that Esav that day did five terrible averus. Rotzach, Kafar, Be'ikr, Baal, Ma'arim, Rosso, a whole Rishima of Gefer Lech Averus. The Prima Godim in Shilchus Pesach says, it doesn't mean Baal, Ma'arim, Rosso. It means, we know this in Yerushalmi, Kol Ha'oichel Matzah, the Erev Pesach, Ke'ilu Boil Ha'Rosso, the Beis Chol. And it says, Yaakov Nosen Esav, Lechem, Unazid Adoshim. What was the last? Certainly not Chometz. This Baal Yiro, forget about it, you can't match Esav, but it's not Chometz, Baal Yiro. So it was Matzah. And he ate matzah and Erev Pesach. That's what the Gemara means, that Esav was nichshel and Na'arim Erosah. It means because he ate matzah and Erev Pesach. I'm telling you over Prima Godim in Mishpitzai Zov, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, in Simen Tov Ayin Bob, that that's what it means, the Gemara in Baba Basra, that it was Na'arim Erosah, it was It was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, he can't eat matzah. The Nezir HaDoshim was kidneys. The Nezir HaDoshim was kidneys. So I heard a lot of different terutzim. And my favorite terutz to this kasha is, and I have to be Mavar Ladina, if someone knows what the halach is, that I think the Isra of kidneys is only during the 7 days of Pesach. I don't know if there's an Isra of kidneys from Chatzois to Lulayla. Someone could be Mavar me the Inyan. I don't know. Could be there's no Isra of kidneys on Erev Pesach, of Shef Mikan Ryan. There could be other terutzim, like maybe the meaning of kidneys wasn't noyig then yet. It was far dimension, yeah. So they weren't noyig the kidneys. No, but Yaakov is mamish halitaini lifnei iver. An Ashkenazi could have a store chalamoid that's open selling kosher lekidneys things for you have to know. Al kaponim, what's interesting is it says Yaakov gave Esav lechem and nezir hadoshim. I heard once a merit the gazach. Why did he give him bread? He didn't ask for bread. The matzah, yeah. He gave him. He asked for the nezir. So I heard once interesting ma'isa. There was once some yeshiva bachram in Vilna. That it was Bein Hazmanim, and they went on a tiyul. They were in the forest, and they were stuck in the middle of nowhere, and there was they had nothing to eat. Mamash, in the middle of Ergetz Avu, and they saw a little cottage, a little hut. They knocked on the door. They asked, there was an old lady there, she has food. She said, punk, she has. She went to the shuk. She brought, she prepared blintzes, but she said, listen, I'm an old lady. Till I got the cheese and the flour and this, and I prepared it. It was a big tirchah for me, and I prepared it for myself. I don't have that much. I'll sell it to you. But Mamash, she offered them for a hoin rav. I don't know, 1,000 ruble today. This is garnished. A lot of money. And they said, with less bread, we're starving. But they said, we don't have money. Come back next week to Vilna, we'll pay you. She comes back, and she finds these bachram, and they say, we'll pay you 5 ruble. That's what it's worth. This that we said we're going to have to overpay was because we were oinous. We don't have to pay. They went to Din Torah to Reb Chaim Moshe. So the Maisa goes that Reb Chaim Moshe asked the lady, he says, Kenst Gemara? No. Shulchan Aruch? No. Mishnayis? No. Chumash? Yeah, Chumash I know. She says, okay, I'll bring you a rye from Chumash that the Bacham don't have to pay. This is why. It says, V'yakev nasan le'esav lechem u'nezir adoshim. Why did Yaakov give him lechem? Because if Yaakov would have only given him the zir adoshim, Esav can come with a tiny afterwards. Pekuach nefesh, I was an oinus. I had to agree to the sale because I was an oinus. I was starving. And it's not betoikev, not as I know we spoke in the beginning of the parasha. I'm saying a different word. There's a p'tor oinus. So Yaakov says, no. Baruch zich, first half some matzah. and Rosa. Now I'm selling it to you for the Nezir HaDoshim. Zokr B'chaim Moshe, that's a raya that you taka. When you're an oinus, you're not mechuyif to pay for a sale that you were meshabed. Chaval al da'avdin, the way I heard over the story, ma'anyen, what would have been B'chaim Moshe's raya from Gemara, from Mishnayos, from Shulchan Aruch, from the different various chalokim, miktsoyes ha'tayr that he quoted earlier, was both given B'chaim Moshe's raya. But al kapanim, his raya l'maisa was from the lechem when Nezir HaDoshim. Now there's a whole other sugya. You have the sugya of Yitzchak. You have the ma'aseh with Avimelech, and then you know Avimelech. Finally, when he realizes who this is, it's Marvin the Gazach. He says, "Hanigea be'isha zeh moisiyumus," which Pashtus means he's a real nice guy. He tells all his cronies, "Don't touch him." Right? Pashtus is saying, don't shepherd with him. Then Itziv says, "No." He was saying sanctions. No one has business dealings with Yitzchak. Kol hanigea be'isha zeh moisiyumus. He wanted Yitzchak out of there. He was telling all of his people, don't have. He's up to the tzitzit, shout out the pasuk. Kol hanigea be'isha zeh. Anyone that wants to have masu matan with Yitzchak, I'm going to kill you. He was not such a nice guy. Koponim. You have the sugi of the be'eros. Much is spoken about the three be'eros. The Ramban already writes that the three be'eros are keneged the three batei mikdash. And there's a lot in the Sforum about the fact that the three Be'eris are connected, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there's Tifen Yonim in this. I saw the Nesiva Shalom, he explains. He says the first Be'er is Avram, which is Chesed. Aber Chesed alone is not going to work. A person like we saw it from Yishmael, too much Chesed, that also is no good. So then Fakir, the second Be'er is Yitzchak, which is Yira. But then on the other hand, Yira to the ultimate extreme is also not good. Until Rechoyvois is Yaakov, Teferis, the mizug, the correct balance of the two darbis, that's really where it's supposed to be. Taka near the end of the story of the Beirus. So finally, when they meet up with Avimelech, he says to him, "Ato Baruch Hashem." A cute story. This was in many years ago in Yerushalayim, where everyone was living bedachas. There was once a gvir. He came. And he brought a Sefer Torah, and he wanted to check if the Sefer Torah was kosher before the times that there's machines, the computers. He offered it to the Anshir Shalom Shalom Malah of Palm. He says, go through the Sefer Torah. every mistake, someone finds a mistake, gets a, what was the Turkish then, the, what was the coin, a lira, I don't know what the, a mechubit, what? A lira, yeah, kanzain. So he said, whoever finds a mistake, for any mistake you find in the sefer, you get a lira. So a chacham, he was going through very carefully, I don't know if the computer would have this one, ata, ata, baruch Hashem, it's ata, the first ata is with an aleph, second ata is with an ayin, and there was a mistake, it was fakert. So the Gevir was on the spot, he says, wow, mistake, Turkish lira. Guy said, no, two Turkish lira. The first ata is a mistake, daf staying with an ayin. Nochem, another mistake, was it? One mistake? He went to the entire Turkish Yisuf Chaim Zonneveld. Ata, ata, ain't toys of the... Oh, the tzvei toys. So give the brachas. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. There's a whole mahalach over here that Esav is supposed to be the zvulin. There's a tzura. Giving Esav the brachas is going to be makar of him and bring him al aderech. And Yaakov, like we said before, from the drashas haran, there's a siba that has to daf go dorch with Ramois. Now, when Yaakov comes in, it says, "Hakol kol Yaakov, vayedayim yedei Esav, v'lo yikiroi." So there's a famous shtel from the Beis Halevi. This other Mahalchim, let's think of the Nekudah, the Beis Halevi says, Yitzchok says, "Hakol kol Yaakov, vayedayim yedei Esav, v'lo yikiroi." So he, something looks suspicious. Vayivorecheu. Why did he give him the bracha? If it looks suspicious, they were choshed. Something is going on over here. So if they're choshed, something is going on over here. Why does suddenly he says, doesn't shtem, "Hakol kol Yaakov, vayedayim yedei Esav." 50-50, yeah, and not such a good idea to give the bracha. Recalculate, make a new search, see what's going on. Says the Beis Halevi that Yitzchak made up with Esav Herzu. Yaakov is going to try to do a Ramois, and he's going to come in Betach looking like Esav and talking like Esav and feeling like Esav and everything Esav. Let's be double Oibra Chacham. Come in and talk like Yaakov, and only I'll feel that it's Esav, and that's how I'll know it's the real you. So he comes in, and Yaakov is saying, Hakol kol Yaakov. Yitzchak says, Hakol kol Yaakov, which is what we made up. Hayadayim yedei Esav, which is what we made up. And then the pasuk says, "V'lo hikiroi nupshat," not "V'lo hikiroi" because he's confused about the stira. "V'lo hikiroi," the narrator is saying, "This is a mistake here because it's really not true." It's not what the pasuk says, though. The pasuk says, "V'lo hikiroi ki hayu yadav seiros." It should say, "V'lo hikiroi" because the koil was Yaakov, because it should have been Esav akoponim. "V'lo hikiroi," and that's what it means. "Bochicha b'mirma," that he was a oibur chacham hinu. It's a beautiful pshat. The pel is, there's a few kashas, but the ikar pel is when Esav comes, he doesn't go according to the plan. If this is what Esav was supposed to do, so why does he come in and say, Yokum Avi? I thought he was supposed to talk like Yankiv. So, Yeshoim Rim, he forgot. Yeshoim Rim, there's anger. He thought that's the nice way of talking. Steltzer for how he really used to talk. And if it's gemeint that his mom is doing it the right way, it's more than that also. There's another pshat that Yitzchak saying, Yitzchak thought giving, the, this is not the Mitzvah, Yitzchak thought giving the brachas to Yaakov, to Esav, is going to get Esav a little bit umgevart. So Yitzchak says, wow, look, it's working already. Hakoyel kol Yaakov, shine. Shon Arbatos, I see it was Kedai, he's already talking like Yaakov. Not because they made up a plan. He sees Taka. Things are already going according to that plan. Now it says he brought him the etzem two gedim. It was Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga. It says Vayove lo Yayin, Vayesh. It was Leil Pesach. It was Leil Pesach, and therefore he gave him Yayin, as Dalit Kosis. So Tzadik writes, Yaakov. Yitzchok is Teresh of Iksav, Yaakov is Teresh of Opeh. Yitzchok asked for Korban Pesach, that's the Raisa. He didn't ask for wine. Yaakov, who represents Teresh of Opeh, also brought the Durabonon, the Yayin. The Dalakosis is the Durabonon. Yitzchok asked for Korban Pesach. Yaakov is also brings Yayin, he brings also the Yayin. That is a single stira, according to Rashi's Pashtas Mashim, it was Leil Pesach. I did see another svarim that says Bechlal, the two Seirim over here, it's Sorel Hashem, Sorel HaAzazel, something to do with Yom Kippur. And Yoveh Yaakov HaShlishi, in Goyin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, when the Ramah brings in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Yesh Noig in Lechol Tapuach Mosek Bidvash, says the Gra, why a Tapuach Mosek Bidvash? He says, Piriyoy Mosek Lechiti, like Reyach HaSodeh, like we say, Kachakal Tapuchin, Uki Yedua Shir Rosh Hashanah Hoya. The Goyin is saying in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that the story of the Birchas Yitzchak of Yaakov was on Rosh Hashanah. This concept that on one hand it's Rosh Hashanah and on the other hand it's Yom Kippur and the other hand it's Pesach, I don't know, but could be Koidem Matan Torah these things could happen. The Rivosh says you could be Makna Dovah Shalavayil on Koidem Matan Torah. Then he said, Koidem Matan Torah, it's different Zman. There's before, there's after, during. It's not exactly on the same realm. That's some of the Oilik of the Rivosh. But that's why it's not a Stira these Zman. Now it says, Bo Achicha B'mirma, So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, Bimirma is Gematria Afikoimen, 297. Because this was the plan. Yaakov came, even if Yaakov came, but Yosef can come and he can eat more and give more brachas. He says, no, your brother was Bimirma. Ein maftir and achara pesach afikoiman. For oichel mikol, I already finished eating. Yitzchak is saying, now I can't. That was the Bimirma, that it was afikoiman, that I can't even if I would want, I would not be able to give you another bracha. At the end, Yaakov is running away, and it says he runs away to Lavan Achi Rivka. Eim Yaakov ve'esov Zabrashi, Eim Yaakov ve'esov Eini Yoideya Mamalam Deini. Kipshuti Rashi says he doesn't know why it's saying Rivka is Eim Yaakov ve'esov. There's a pshat, you know, Yaakov is running away now for a shidduch to Rivka, to Lavan Achi Rivka. Now, when you're looking and you're checking into that family, pashtus, you should check out who the brothers are and everything. Now, a good way of checking who the brothers are, if you see if there are nephews born from one of the sisters, that would be a good proba. But over here, any idea, mamalam deni. I don't know what I should come to the conclusion, because there's Yaakov and Esav. I'm trying to figure out who this Lavan character is. L'chaira, a proba for Lavan would be his nephews. But any idea, mamalam deni, because there's also a Yaakov and also an Esav. Another chat I saw once, it says, any idea, ma. I don't know ma. Ma is mi ha-bachar. There's always a vikuach. Who's the bachar? Esav really was the bachar, but Yaakov bought it. Any idea, ma. Any idea, mi ha-bachar. Malam deno. It says, Aim Yaakov Esav. Why does it say Yaakov first? Shteita Yaakov is the Bechor. Any idea, mi ha-Bechor. Menam deinu Yaakov Esav. There's another very interesting pshat from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes, we know that it was in the Daf Yomi now. It says that Ki bi Yitzchak Yikari L'chazora, that Yishmael is not considered Zer Avram, and also Esav is not considered Zer Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak Yikari L'chazora v'loi kol Yitzchak. Now, stand for the record, a fascinating nekuda. Yishmael doesn't have Bechlal Tanakh. They made their own Koran, they have a different narrative to everything, because if they would go with our text, it says, Ki v'Yitzchak, and we throw Yishmael out. It's done, it's clear. Esav does. Esav has the same Bible, they have it. Don't tell them, but it's only a Chazal. Be Yitzchak, v'loi kol Yitzchak. They don't know about that Chazal. It's a Tereshim Alpeh. So for them, they could handle the text that's Yitzchak means, yeah, Yaakov and Esav, or in the parasha, blissfully unaware, and they have a New Testament, but they have what they have as the original is the same. Yishmael had to totally restart and make a new, because the way it says it in Chumash, it says Yitzchak v'la Yishmael. Oh, but this that Esav, Edoim, the Ma'arav, the West, they don't have a problem with what it says, because they don't know about, they don't learn the daf. It doesn't say, ki be Yitzchak v'la kol Yitzchak. But Al-Kapon, we know that Esav and Yishmael is out. That is a fascinating idea. Zot the Chasam Sofer. Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Rivka is yeah the mother of Esav. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Min ha'ein. Not min ha'av. He's not the son of Yitzchak. But he is the son of Rivka, and they are brothers. There's a fascinating vart, we'll end with that, from the Briskerov. You know, it says later on, when Esav is coming with his Arba Meis Ish, I told this Avram Yitzchak, and he's coming with the 400, and the Malachim start beating him up. And he says, I'm an Enikel of Avram. They continue beating him up. I'm a son of Yitzchak. They continue beating him up. I'm a brother of Yaakov. And they stop. So Kipshutai, this was a PR move on a major event that it spells a vector. When Yaakov finally meets him, he knows who's Choshev over here, but Zabriskov says it's much more longish. Er is nishta neinikul fin Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak b'loi kol Yitzchak. Er is nishta zon fin Yitzchak. He's Yaakov's brother. Ochet min ho'ein.